Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a drum that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
A podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
In the shaft. In the shaft. Shaft, episode 219, recorded on September 13th, 2015. I'm Rick Copeland.
I'm Maz.
I'm Freckles.
Doesn't it make you want to say like two words, Maz?
Nah, you know, we've been doing this for 2 years now, and I've never once wanted to actually syllabize my business. I'm just
hopefully not.
That's why I should always go last, so I can be like, I'm Maz. Today in Minecraft, all the things. I could just roll into maybe, you know. Anyway.
All the chefs, everybody watching us live at twitch.tv/BrentCopeland. Thanks for joining us every Sunday. Next Sunday, we may not have a show if we don't get five call-ins. We need five call-ins. We need some content.
We'll call in now, and we might even put you on the show.
we didn't have any for this show, so I got to push this more. Speakpipe.com/the shaft.
That's right.
We want five call-ins. Okay. Also, I'd like to say our sponsors, Creeper Host, is sponsoring us, giving us a server that we can play on that we'll be talking about later, as well as Engine.com, who provides us a website for theshaft.com, and you can find all the Shaftly goodness there. Also, if you want a book, go to Audible and go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. I believe that works. I'll have to try that sometime and get a free book on us. You might even get two. I forget. You'll have to go and sign up and try it out. It's absolutely free. And you get an audiobook.
Sweet audiobook treats.
I believe they even have some Minecraft books in there, so you can listen to these books while you go digging.
You take your three sticks and you place them in. What are these Minecraft?
No, because people have made fiction books on Minecraft, but also The Unlikely Tale of Marcus Notch Pearson is on there, as well as some kid stories, and Minecraft Genesis, A Legend of How It All Began. There's actually, just doing a search, it looks like there's like a full page of Minecraft nuggets on there that you can get for free from us.
Wow, excitement.
And I haven't done this ad in over a year, so I don't feel bad talking about it. audibletrial.com/the shaft. Go get your copy today.
Woo.
Our journeys. Why am I the only one to do that? Y'all don't seem excited about being
here
tonight.
I'm here.
I'm excited.
Full of latency and trying to download the newest version of Java so I can play Minecraft better. It's a slow morning for me.
And just downloading tons of stuff in the background. You probably have Friend Face or whatever it is on too, right?
Face Jam or whatever it was. I've forgotten as well.
Did you say Face Jam? That should be a program, right? Jam your face for your webcam. What was it, Freckles? What was the program?
I don't know.
It was something to do with Steam, because it's like used to make your face move.
It was Steam. Yeah, it came from a Humble Bundle, I think.
Yeah, damn you, Humble Bundles.
Yeah, we were talking about how it's like it's riddled with malware, and you downloaded it from some jackpot pokies lottery website.
Ooh, yeah, it came with this toolbar.
Face Jam, that looks great.
Got like 17 toolbars, like the whole top of my screen, you know, like grandma.
Like it installs Bing and like Hotmail and like, I don't need three search bars. Like one's good enough to screw me with, I promise. just move on. But I guess going into our journeys this week, I know I've played a ton of Minecraft, like too much. I've played some other games too, but been having a lot of fun on the server that Creeper.host has been giving to us. And, you know, I didn't even put in the code in here because you can get a discount by using them. Creeper.host, and then I believe it's just the shaft. But it's been really weird. We've been on the latest snapshot, and I've made a shield and some other stuff. And
we didn't do a show last week because Brent and I were too busy having fun playing Minecraft, in the right. scene, which is very peculiar, and I know nobody believes us, but it was really good. I made this retaining wall around my yard. You were showing me your shield. They look like you're just holding a door. I think they're silly. Yeah, it was great. Great fun.
Well, maybe they'll change, because this is, you know, like their beta or whatever, right? It's just testing.
Oh.
And new stuff.
Well, there's a new snapshot just, I don't know whether it came out today or something, but it's new. 37A, CA. Are we going to talk about that later?
CA? Yes, we are, in the news.
Excellent.
And we actually have a journey from a, and I don't know if this will work, so just hosed up stuff. Oh, look, there it works. And it came out nice and square. If you look up in the top left square, this is what Shrine Master Joe was up to this week.
How awesome is that?
Like, that's craziness, right?
It's a bit cult churchy, but if that's the vibe you're going for, you nailed it.
Yeah, it may just be a big church with a farm for the floor. Yeah, see grass on the floor.
For the floor.
But I think he said he was just doing the ceiling, so that's all we need to judge.
It's an amazing ceiling. I love it. We've stolen that idea already.
And so, great job, and thanks for contributing to the show. Like we said, we're slacking. Our contributions have been slacking lately, so we want to get those going a little bit.
Yeah, if you guys have any more things you've been doing, send us some screen grabs on Twitter. At the Shaft Podcast, or do we have a Facebook? No,
just call it in the pictures. It in. Give us the big URL to the image link.
Verbally.
No, I mean, you can just tweet us anything. I think that's probably the best way, right? Because then we can just look at Twitter the next week and click it and show it.
Mm.
Right? That's a website, I think. Click it and show it. Ding.
Show me yours, show me mine,
something like that. That's a Minecraft site, right?
That's not a Minecraft site. That's a different site entirely.
It says mine in it. You show each other your minds, right?
No, don't send the kids there.
Okay. Speaking of not sending your kids there, Freckles, what were you doing last week?
Last week I was at Dragon Con in Atlanta.
How was that? Besides
amazing.
Epic? Did you see any Minecraft things? Were there a bunch of people dressed up like Minecraft?
Always. There's always people in, you know, like the papercraft looking Steve costumes and whatnot.
Right.
And there was a guy with the big Deadmau5 helmet that looked like a creeper. That was pretty cool.
Deadmau5?
Mm.
Did you say Deadmau5?
I'm pretty sure it's Deadmau5.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
That's how it's spelled.
Dagnabbit, get off my lawn!
You wanted to be called Deadmau5.
Don't even get me started on Kesha.
You mean K-E dollar sign, huh?
It's K-ching,
huh? Oh, it might be.
See, I love any way you say that. They all work. They all work, just like her music. So.
Oh, is that right?
It's like, just have a jam with a little Kesha.
I'm like, oh, you're awful.
Katy Perry. We're gonna have to agree to disagree on that.
It's just dreadful.
I think y'all are just old. Y'all are probably going in and listen to like some Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, maybe Brent, we are old.
I do Sudoku.
Maybe some Neil Diamond. See, look at that. Called it. Sitting there having their little Johnny Cash marathon.
All right, Johnny Cash is also awesome.
See,
okay, we've lost all of viewers now because I have no idea what we're on about. Minecraft is hip.
Minecraft is hip. So, also at Dragon Con, well, this isn't the Smite podcast, so I don't need to talk about that. But that was at our Dragon Con. Anything else at Dragon Con? You didn't get a chance to play or call into the show or anything. None of that.
No, none of that.
But did you play it on the server some?
I did. Actually, well, I was having trouble getting on earlier in the week because for whatever reason I didn't have the available snapshot, like in my drop down menu. So. Whatever, but you fixed it because you're awesome. And I played today and saw that somebody's been building in my house. I shouldn't even say building. Somebody's been planting in my house.
I don't even know if Maz remembers that. Not saying Maz was part of it.
Well, no, it's okay, because then I found a diamond pickaxe and that made it okay.
I did leave y'all each a diamond pickaxe out front. And a bed. I think I left you a bed. Maz already had one.
Oh, and a bed, yes. Thank you. So I finished my house. That's all I've done today. Oh, and I left you a note by the portal.
Oh, sweet. So that's going to be the next thing we all do is go into the portal.
Don't you go in my house ever again.
I know where you live, and I will stab your dog.
I will fuck you.
Oh, no, my dog.
Kill your chicken.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
So, man.
That was not on me. I got a Super Mario Maker this week, so I've been building levels in that. Awesome. I don't have much to contribute in the world of Minecraft because Super Mario Maker is just the best. It's so good.
I really want that game.
It is so good.
So is that why I haven't seen you on the server anymore?
Yeah. Every time I go into the server, nobody's there, so I'm like, just go play Mario Maker. Oh, snap. Anyway, long story short, I found an exploit to unlock all of the pages of tools in that, the tool sets, so I've been doing that. Anyway, not Minecraft related, so ain't gonna talk about the sweet, sweet magnets I got with my pre-order.
His magnets that he got.
There's an unboxing video on my channel. Go check it out.
And you've been doing another endeavor too, right? The BitPad?
Yeah, just starting up a new kind of gaming channel for all gaming culture and kind of news and gameplay and that kind of thing called the BitPad. You'll have to search it at the moment because we don't have enough subscribers to actually claim the damn URL. But anyway,
isn't that lame?
It's super stupid, yeah.
Like, supposedly, if you connect a website with your YouTube, that you can do it too. But I've done that and added a Google page and like everything, and I can't get our Smite podcast named either. So,
yeah, it's
some stupid name.
For donkeys, just Google being jackasses.
And the same thing with my YouTube now. If you go to youtube.com/Brent Copeland, it goes to my original YouTube channel, which is like, really? Like, so why did y'all do that?
Yeah, google.com.au. That's what's going on. They're the worst.
And so now I like, there's no way to like combine my YouTube channels, even though I own both of them, and I would rather have, you know, Brent Copeland than at Brent Copeland.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not Minecraft stuff, and that's what people aren't here for, right?
I, for one, welcome our new Google overlords.
You know, when we get free internets and super speeds and cars that will drive me around, I'm all for them too, but they're being really slow on the really, really cool stuff and just giving us new logos.
I just want a hoverboard.
Well, Lexus is doing that, right?
Are they?
Yeah. They exist. They're real.
Yeah, they already have them out.
Well, but I don't have one.
But you have to have like a magnet sidewalk or something.
Well, I definitely don't have one of those.
Yeah. I think Google's laying those in when they lay in their network cable, too. Google and Lexus together. So that brings us to
sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my god, it's so intense.
I keep forgetting that I also have like pictures that go with that too. I have audio and pictures, and god, I'm like Bill Cosby. No, I'm not. I'm not like Bill Cosby. Wait, let's go back a second. I was gonna like picture pages, right? But no, that's probably not a good simile. Or anyway, in sightings today.
Yeah, check it out. We've got the. Someone's built Hobbiton, well, the whole Shire, actually, not just Hobbiton, in Minecraft. 158 scale, gorgeous looking, amazing with the texture pack that they've used. There's like, 25 of them, 25 people spent a year making this whole thing. Yeah, you're like, how the hell does he know all this? And he hasn't even read the document. Like, well, the BitPad did a feature on this last week.
Oh, did so?
Yeah.
Well, that's Minecraft related.
It is.
So did y'all download it and like go in and look at it? Or?
No, we couldn't find a link. It's just all like images. So I don't know whether you've... I'm going to click the link now to see if it's actually... if you can actually get in there.
It would be neat to... But obviously they're using some sort of, you know, texture pack too.
Yeah, the texture pack and the shader mod that they've got going looks stunning.
Yeah.
But
it's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to get the shaders installed back on this computer so I can go on our server and like see the before and after, like seeing how cool it looks with the shaders and everything. We'll do it.
Yeah. Shaders are the way. I still don't know why Minecraft hasn't made it easier to implement them. Like, how good does it look?
Yeah. When you got it kills your computer. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's pretty difficult to actually run anything while you're doing it. But streaming, I think I can do it with my new machine. So we'll try it. Also, this week there was an article on the 405.com on our good friend C418 Daniel Rosenfeld, who did the music for Minecraft. So if you want to learn more about him and the Minecraft stuff, head on over there. They're doing articles on music and stuff, so good stuff.
Can we ask him if he's ever going to make a sound for the witch?
I don't even know if he's still doing it anymore for Minecraft. I mean, I would kind of assume maybe he is, but he may be kind of past that at some point, right? Like,
That's true.
I don't know if he gets royalties.
This is not my life making sounds for the goddamn game.
I mean, he might have said, "Look, I just want a penny from every game. Let's do it that way." And but I don't think that was the case. But we'll put all these links in the show notes, and if you have any sightings of your own, tweet them to us with hashtag sightings. That's an easy way, and that's the Shaft Podcast on Twitter. On Twitter, if you know what that is.
Well, I'm new on the tweet machine.
Frandangled things.
Sweet tweet machine. .com.
Tweet, 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 okay, so that brings us to listener
baguettes.
Contributions. Listener contributions. And you can call in at speakpipe.com/the shaft and leave your own contribution in.
Get on it. Leave your own. Yeah.
That was a good bumper. I liked it.
You like that? And we didn't really do the bumper because, well, no one left any, so no contributions for you this week. See? Yeah. See how sad we are? So we want five call-ins for next week.
You get what you give, people.
You heard it. You heard it right there.
Right there.
Right there. So that, I guess.
Well, moving right along.
Excavation Station.
Now, Excavation Station, this is where you tell us your ideas for Minecraft, what you want changed, new ideas for the game. And I'm going to put everybody on the spot today because, once again, no one called in any. So, Freckles.
What?
Excavation Station idea. What do you think needs to be added to or changed from Minecraft? What would you like to see?
I want projectile weapons.
Projectile weapons, like something more than a bow?
Yes. I don't like
rocket launchers.
Yes, like a rocket launcher or a submachine gun, maybe.
Oh my god.
I don't like the combat. And most of the time I just avoid it because it's stupid.
I know. It's so funny.
I would say, adding on to that I would love to see like some trebuchets. Or
that'd
some
be cool.
Catapults, like something a little more like, whenever I think Minecraft, for some reason, my head goes kind of medieval. I go medieval on that crap.
It just makes sense.
So it's like when I hear like rocket launchers and stuff, I don't know.
But like trebuchets and catapults,
yeah,
that would work. I could build that.
And sorry, JBJ, you've got to leave him in before the day of the show.
Yeah.
JBJ's in the chat room and he's upset because he keeps telling me he left a bumper, but I don't, like, I checked him this morning, it wasn't there. I can't do it, you know, 10 minutes before the show. You've got to leave him in at least before Saturday night each week. That's it. That's all I'm asking. Give me 12 hours. That's all I'm asking. But yes, I think that would be cool. More, and maybe we'll see him in this update since this is a combat update of sorts. And it'd be cool, like, to if they got into kind of these, and they won't, But it still would be cool if they got into these multi-block things. So, like, to build a catapult, you'd actually have to make some, like, redstone, like, repeaters and things and stuff. And you can kind of make similar things, like the launchers that you can launch TNT off. But I want to see, like, a thing spinning and shooting a big block. Like, it wouldn't shoot a boulder, it'd just shoot a big cobblestone block. But it would have that arm thing.
Maybe you could, like, launch chickens in a pinch? I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of like in, our cows. Like in, that movie. That, now I'm showing my age. The, you know, where they had the coconuts for the horsey feet.
Monty Python.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, And they shoot cows and catapults.
Yeah. That'd be very effective.
So that was a great idea. Maz, how about you? What do you got for us? Besides hatred and bile.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, the shields are a bit silly. They look like doors. So maybe I'll just adjust those a little bit to look more like a shield. I mean, they look like tower shields, right? Is that what they're going for?
Yeah.
It could be nice. They're nice if they just sort of rounded the edges into a point or something so that you don't look like you've just made a door.
Well, and I think the goal also was to put a banner on it. So you can put your banner on it and make it look cool, right? It doesn't have to be just the big white rectangle. But my issue with it right now is it fills up a lot of your screen, in my opinion.
When you've got one? I haven't actually seen.
Yeah, so it does kind of like your sword or, you know, anything you're holding. It actually puts part of it up in the screen. Mm-hmm. And, like, to me, that's like... That's a lot of your screen when you're taking like 1/5 of it up with a shield.
So I have a question about the shields.
Yes.
How does it affect your right click?
Well, you hold the shield up when you right click.
So what if you want to do something that requires right clicking? You
have to don't have a shield.
You just take it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it worth it? Do you think? I haven't used one yet.
You know, it... So far, what I've seen is it's supposed to basically take the place of blocking with a sword, where you used to could right click and hold and block with a sword. And that was always really lame with fight. Like, to me, it's like when you're blocking, like, you're not stabbing. And if you're not stabbing, like, you're just taking hits. And, like, why take hits when in Minecraft you don't have to? You just back up and then stab, right? Like, there's no time where you really need to block. It's not that punching game. It's not Punch Out,
right,
where you can't move backwards, and so you've got to block or dodge. You just dodge and then you stab. And so, honestly, shields and blocking is just stupid and lame.
Yeah, it seems kind of pointless.
And I think it could be, you know, it could be cool as in it look good, or if it did things like blocked. Like, if you could make, like, an obsidian shield that blocked, like, the blast from the Ender Dragon or something. Like, like some things like that. Maybe if you can block the skeletons when they're shooting arrows at you, if you can time it right and, like, pull it up. Like, those are things that I think, and you may be able to. I just haven't fought either one. And that's the only time I can think of that it would be really kind of cool. Maybe when a witch throws a bottle at you. Those kind of things that you can time. But otherwise, it's just, like, do you really need to block a zombie hitting you? Kind of thing. So, but I think you're right. If they make the shields look better, then they'll be much cooler. And if they get them out of my screen, or at least make it an option where I can do that. And don't make the option not use a shield, because that's kind of stupid, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're using it actively, whatever button you push to pop it in front of you, that should be when you see it, and then it should, you know, really get its way all the way down to where the taskbar is, just under there a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minecraft. Tower control. I'm just going to go back and play Alpha.
Yeah. And I don't know how much, like, Junk Boy or any of the other artists have say on that sort of stuff. Or if it's just like the programmers get the artwork and then throw it into the game how they think it is. Like, I think they definitely need a visual designer in the back. And that may, and Junk Boy may be doing some of that, or other artist as well, but definitely needs it. Okay, so there's an example. If you were always scared to send in your ideas, that's what it is. And we're really nice to people who send in ideas. Maz will no longer yell at people for stupid ideas. We'll find some way to turn your idea. This is our goal. Take your stupid idea. Not that it's stupid, but if it is stupid, that's what I'm saying. If you send in a stupid idea, we're going to take it and try to make it into a good idea. Right, Maz? Yes.
That's correct. That's what I'm all about. You know, you should know that by now. We will spin it on its head and create something positive out of your horrible ideas. Is that what you said? Oh, I see what you did.
That's exactly right.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Today in Minecraft news, we have a new update, the 15W37A, and the notable changes bring us things like rebalanced weapons and tools, rebalanced shields, hardcore mode no longer deletes your world on death. Instead, you can spectate it. New game rule to disable chunk generation for spectators. Bow to be shot from offhand now. Also made chunk generation much smoother in both multiplayer and single player. New flat world preset and lots of optimizations.
So that's what we like to hear. Optimizations and smoother chunk generation. That's good, right? That means they're going into the code and making it less Java. It's good.
We have another story that kind of fits in with that later we'll get to about the Pocket Edition and their coding stuff. But we'll wait till we get to there. So I think it's kind of cool. Used to in the hardcore mode, I believe it deleted your world upon death.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just gone and nothing you can do unless you were keeping snapshots of it. But yeah. Now you can spectate it. So you can still, like, I guess, see your dead body and all the cool stuff you could have been and done. You're like an angel now.
Just why?
You, just, you can walk around and be like, ah, this is annoying.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No.
Well, maybe.
Is that because, like, if you were playing multiplayer and you hardcore mode, it would delete the IP and stuff? Is that, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't think hardcore worked like that on multiplayer. I think
because
they would keep playing until, you know, everybody died.
I guess in terms of like if you were recording your like hardcore Let's Play and then you died, you could be like, oh well, it would be nice if I could go in and get some shots and talk about everything I achieved or whatever, rather than it just being gone. Like, hey,
right.
So maybe that's what it, maybe people were just like, I understand like not being able to play there anymore, but I want to go see the things.
Yeah. I think anytime you delete someone's map, it's a bad thing. If it's built in the game, like, cause no matter what you think, should happen to the map, it's once people actually get in there and make it, it's kind of their property now. It's like using Photoshop to make an image, right? If like you were playing Photoshop hardcore and they just deleted your images if you accidentally did a paint bucket at the wrong place, like you'd be kind of PO'd.
That makes sense.
In some weird, awkward Photoshop is not a game way, I guess. But
right, but when you're playing on hardcore mode, aren't you pretty much? I mean, isn't the point of hardcore mode that you're taking that chance? That as soon as you die, that's it, that's over, you've lost everything? Isn't that the entire point?
It is, but I think still with that map, like, it's like, you might have a purpose for it, like filming. I think, is that what you were saying, Maz? Like, if you were doing a series in hardcore mode and you were done,
yeah.
Now you could do, like, a flyback over and say, look at all the cool stuff I built while I was alive or something.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's probably other reasons that I'm just too stupid to even think of, so.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, clearly so
if you started a new world, you're like, oh, how did I have my thing set up? I'll just go and float around like a ghost and remember how I made this
Or how about this? Maybe they screwed up in an update and their delete on a hardcore deleted all their maps. They're like, okay, let's just don't delete stuff, guys. Like, Notch is really mad. The only thing he had to do this week was hardcore mode, and we accidentally deleted the wife that, or the map that he got engaged to his wife on. I don't know.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Going. Anyway. So, also, haven't tried shooting a bow from the offhand, but if it's as buggy as torches or other things in there, that will need to be fixed.
I'm going to try that.
See my my optimism? It's good stuff. Also, what else in there? Is there anything else interesting? Is that pretty much every... Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the response there. Works. Okay, next, according to a listing on the retail website Amazon, this is reported by GameSpot, the new Minecraft story mode is coming out in North America October 27th, and in Australia, never.
Aww.
Stop it.
We'll get you a bootleg copy.
We'll stream it. You can watch. Don't worry.
There you go.
Woo!
And then
we'll
play...
Make sure you take out all of the graphics. Violence, because we don't like that down here.
Do y'all not? Do y'all have to have it taken out of your games?
It took like 5 years before we had the uncensored version of Left 4 Dead 2. That was...
Wasn't Borderlands 2 made there?
Yeah, but...
There's a fair bit of violence in that.
But yeah, our people are stupid. Like, the violence is fine for some things, but for other things it's not. And, you know, Left 4 Dead, those games, that was super... in the media, and it's like killing people, chopping off their heads. So they're zombies. No, they're people. They used to be people. We can't have this. By the way, we want to like take R-rated movies out of the cinemas too. Like what? What the fuck? Anyway.
Oh, you almost got through enough. I was gonna actually congratulate you.
It wasn't me.
I was gonna congratulate. Like last show, someone told me is like you really need to keep the cussing out of the show, like it's really unprofessional. And I was like, I don't think anybody cussed in the last show. And I actually went back and listened to the whole show, and I was like, no one cussed. So like, I don't know what the hell you were talking about.
Maybe it was after when we were playing.
Possibly, but I don't think we were. There. Were we streaming that? We might have been streaming it. So
I thought we were.
Possibly. So, but good job until now. We're trying to keep it PG, and unfortunately, those Australians are angry at their lack of blood in gaming.
Their ratings are different. That's PG there.
Oh, okay. We're all good.
Right.
Down under.
Okay.
I almost think people might not even heard it, so we'll just move on.
Yeah, it's a good thing we made such a big deal out of it.
Pretend you didn't say anything. Pretend there was a beep over it, everyone. Thank you. Also, this week, there's an article about a college professor, the Dr. Robert Jordan. This is not the author or the dead author who made books, obviously. But he is having his students recreate Denver in 1905 in Minecraft.
Wow.
For his that's cool. Digital history is a class, apparently.
Yeah, that's cool. You could go around and do your little ghost tours inside Minecraft.
Yeah, obviously this like is in Colorado.
This is where
So
I don't know. Is that a joke? I don't know what that is.
Oh, Colorado, you can now smoke the reefer.
Oh,
it's legal there. So
yeah,
it makes sense that they're playing Minecraft in college.
Video games in college. Sounds about right.
Why not? Next, we're gonna teach you how to open a bag of chips.
Anyone else feeling that right now?
Yeah.
I
mean, don't get me wrong. We're hoping it gets down here to Alabama at some point, but Colorado's really far
just
over there.
Deep fry Oreos.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Sounds
good. So that'll be interesting to see. Colorado, I wonder if they're going to build all the... I guess I should have read the whole article. but I guess Denver in 1905 was probably much smaller than currently. So no airport, I'm sure. I guess flying wasn't really a thing in 1905, was it? No.
Not yet.
Okay. So last in our news, Cali Burger. Does anybody know of Cali Burger? Been to a Cali Burger? No. Apparently they're opening a Minecraft-themed store where you can actually play Minecraft on your phone devices. It'll be a pocket edition version. built for them or something, or one that they've modified. And if you play it in their store, it'll show up on their screen. So you can watch people playing Minecraft live while they eat burgers.
That sounds
messy.
Good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like people are going to make explicit things while they're eating their burger.
And they're going to have to run around and look for it. Right. I was making the black penis. We need to stop that.
Stop doing that. Just eat our burgers and play Minecraft, guys.
They're going to like have to hire a moderator.
Play Minecraft. Like, I don't understand.
Well, that's right. They need to, like, they are putting in, you know, chargers at tables and stuff. Like, they need to have people that, like, feed you while you're playing. Because, I mean, Pocket Edition is a two-handed game. It's not like a computer where you can kind of...
A cheeseburger is also a two-handed game.
Exactly. Yeah, and unless you have four hands, you can't do screwed.
That. Hold my burger. I've got to build this.
That game. Or they're just anticipating the lines being so long, you have to play video games while you wait.
Maybe they'll make some kind of, like, burger holder. That holds the burger like your hand.
It's like like the harmonica thing, but it's for burgers.
Yeah. Where's we need to make this?
Here, I have a thing called Cali Island, where players can interact with each other. It's a duration of play, and there will be a leaderboard showing top players, so gamers can compete with each other while eating food. This is a thing that nobody's going to do.
Like, I think they would have done better if they just put, you know, the burgers in, like, Minecraft-themed wrappers and gave you, like, plastic cups with Steve on it. They have
to be square burgers, you know, like cubes.
Yeah. Like, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Kind of. Maybe if you killed the cows in the back and it dropped, you know, raw meat and leather that you threw on the...
Pretty sure the health department would have grill. Something to say about that.
It's Minecraft thing. You don't understand.
Oh, right, because it's a theme restaurant. They have different set of rules, obviously.
Right. They can do anything. And then they just come up behind you and blow up.
Oh, rude.
Kelly Burger has already been sued once by In-N-Out Burger for things. So let's just wait for the lawsuit from Microsoft to come. Stop advertising that you got Minecraft in your store to get people to come and eat your shitty burgers. Oh, I did it again.
I think that one's okay. I think that word is okay.
That was all right. Yeah, well, you guys say it all the time on TV.
Yeah. I think you can shit and ass it up all you want. It's just when you drop the F bomb. I mean, there's no reason we need to drop any of it. So
that's true. Like, drop it as in stop doing it, or drop it as in say it.
Say it. Like, I would try not to do it. But
so you're saying we should dropping it.
Dropping
the F-bomb.
This is going the wrong way right now.
Oh.
Not stop.
Right. So you drop. Want me to pick it back up?
If you want to pick it back up, you can.
Stop, drop.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll.
That's what they do in Colorado. Stop, drop, and and then they play Minecraft after they stop.
DJ Blazed in Colorado.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So do they have prisons in Australia?
It's Australia. It's a prison.
That's what I was thinking. Started. Oh, there goes your camera. Camera's gone, Mass. Oh,
I'm out of here. Why did it turn off?
I don't know.
Saw that happen. It's just like, no, you're out. Get out of there.
It's just modern technology makes it so difficult to do anything.
Anything. Well, make sure you hit us up on the speak pipes for the next show, so we've got something to discuss.
So in the chat room, Two Star says, Two Star, see you later. This may be the last time they watch the stream. Thank you for all the last of the years. We get to do a finale show. The Shaft crew, thank you again. So I don't know. Did we make him mad? I don't know. Come back. Watch it again.
You kind of rambled through that entire comment. It's like this show.
Yeah, he's saying, they're not getting five calls. The show's over. This is the end.
Losers with those other people that were cool.
Enter Nether Dragon or Ender Dragon, right? I can't even get the names right of things because it's the end.
It is the end.
What was that?
My only friend.
I was doing a dragon reference.
I was singing the dwarves.
Because he lives in the end. Oh. Are we playing some Minecraft tonight?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Are you playing, Maz, or are you leaving us?
No, I'm going to play. I think we should go on an adventure.
Yes, to the Nether.
Oh, God. No, not that far.
Oh,
No, the nether.
He was thinking the inn.
Yeah, the red one. Not the green one. The red one. We'll go to the red one. Yeah, sick. Can't breathe. Gotta eat. There's things step in there. Play the credit. Play the credit. Roll the credits. Get the credits up there. Yeah, let's do it.
I think he's excited.
I want to play some Minecraft, Brent. Play the credits. Screw these guys in the chat room. See you later.
I don't want to watch us anyway.
I think you're going to have to roll it. You know how the credits go.
Go to theshaftpodcast.com. You made it through the shaft alive. Pick a bow, bow, pick a bow, 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 bow. Nailed it. Bye.